నారాయణ నమస్తేచారుణ చైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తుతోజయం ఉదీరయత్ నశ్చ ప్రాయస్వ భాద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవాయ భాగవత ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. వెరీ నైస్ వి ఆల్ కెన్ కమ్ ది వీక్ డే evening for celebrating the birth of Sri Balaram. Sri Balaram, very, very important personality, supreme personality of Godhead. He is the same in quality and potency as Sri Krishna. The functions he may do may be different, but he is in fact Sri Krishna in terms of quality, in terms of ability. Balaram is very important in our lives, and hopefully I will be used to bring that point across by the end of this service of preaching. So there are so many things written about Sri Balaram. His Holiness Gogovinda Maharaj, some of you may know him, ISKCON Guru and disciple of Srila Prabhupada, wrote a book about Sri Balaram, and he entitled the book Sri Balaram, Lord Balaram, Bhakta Avatar. Bhakta Avatar. Avatar you may know, right? One who descends for the purpose of spirituality. Bhakta. Well, bhakti is devotional service. And a bhakta is one whose business is with devotional service. So why is Sri Balaram, Supreme Personality of Godhead, called Bhakta Avatar? His focus was in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right from the birth of Balaram, service was there. And Srila Gogovinda Maharaj explains, many of you know the pastimes of the birth of Krishna. He was the eighth son, the eighth child. He was going to kill Kamsa. But the one that came before him was Balaram, just before him. Conceived first by the same mother for Krishna, Devaki. But then the instruction was given to Yogamaya to transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Well, now you may think, you can act a little bit even brash, for lack of a better word, and say, well, now if Krishna was planning to have Balaram take birth in Rohini's womb, why start with Devaki and then go to Rohini? Why did he go straight to Rohini and have the pregnancy in Rohini? If Rohini is going to deliver the child, why start with the mother of Krishna first and then another mother, and then Balaram comes out of Rohini instead? Well, the answer was given by Srila Gogovinda Maharaj. And it has to do, and that's why his book he calls Bhakta Avatar. Serving Krishna. The answer given was that Balaram took birth in the womb of Devaki to prepare the womb for Krishna to come. Krishna was right after Balaram. So the reason that Balaram didn't go straight to Rohini but went to Devaki first was to set the womb up for Krishna. Instead, the womb of Devaki prepared so Krishna would take birth in that womb. So the preparation and the things that Krishna has to do, many, 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 many times, Balaram is ahead preparing things. As a matter of fact, in Ramayana, Leela of Lord Ram, Balaram was playing the role of Lakshman, the younger brother of Sri Ram. He prepared and prepared and prepared everything that Ram had to be set up for as far as his pastimes, Lakshman was there. So he was in the mood of devotion. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram, in the mood of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Because his potency is like the potency of Krishna, Balaram. It's like that. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I just read a short part of it, and we go to some things from Bhagavatam. In Adi Lila chapter 5, it's entitled The Glories of Lord Nityananda as Balaram. So in Gora Lila, Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. So it's being described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, Balaram was executing all kinds of orders and service to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of Adi Lila, chapter 5, text 10, Srila Prabhupada says, according to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, the original quadruple forms are Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankeshana, and Pradyumna. And Balaram is in the Sankeshana part. So Srila Prabhupada says, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarsana. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms, and all of that's for service. Mahasankarsana, Karanudakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and Sesha. As Sankarsana himself, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and Sesha. So we start from the end, the last one was given. As Sesha, as a plenary expansion of the Lord, he actually provides a nice accommodation for the Lord. When the universes are created, they come out of the course of Karanadakshaya Vishnu. The Karanadakshaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu is an expansion of Balaram. Actually, it starts off this way. Krishna is the supreme, something to everyone. Everyone. And many, everyone like everyone. Even we are included. We are parts and parcels of the Lord, of Krishna. His plenary expansion, first expansion is Balaram. And Balaram expands to the spiritual world. And he also relates to Krishna in the five rasas that are present, five relationships present in the spiritual, the particular planet, Loka Vrindavan. The one that Srila Prabhupada is kind enough, merciful enough to make us know something about, and is trying to get us to leave not only this material world, but go to that particular planet. So, in this particular text, Srila Prabhupada says that these five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. So in these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. And the first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestation, and Sesha Naga is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Sesha is also called Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. Because he assists the Supreme Personality of God, as Srila Prabhupada explained this, in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Shri Balaram is a servitor of Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Now, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor of Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service in Gauralila to Lord Gauranga by constant association of the Lord. So many things that Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, depended on Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is in fact Balaram. Alright, so as Karnadak Sahib Vishnu, the pores are, his pores is big, and the universes come out of him. And then he expands, Karnadak Sahib Vishnu expands to Garbhadak Sahib Vishnu, which is present in every single universe, in the material world, that is. And he's the one that coached, for lack of a better way, made Lord Brahma go through tapasya and or austerity, and he was taught to create the different varieties in the universe. So each universe has Lord Brahma and Lord Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Shirodakshaya Vishnu also expands from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and he is the one that is in the heart of all living entities. And not only that, he is even in every single atom. So he defines the statement, God is everywhere. So, Srila Prabhupada explains like that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, excuse me. Now, the spiritual master, our way to go back to Godhead, and the one that gives us instructions about spiritual life. Spiritual masters are also expansions of Lord Balaram. You can look at it this way, that it's like a tree, and it has its various branches and its leaves. And they, of course, the branches support the leaves. So the leaves are like us, the woodies. Some of us are very healthy, some of us are large, some of us are a little bit wrinkled. It all depends on the extent of devotion and how seriously we're taking it. The branches are the spiritual masters. The entire tree can be representing Lord Balaram. So Guru Tattva, Tattva means the truth about spiritual mastership, is the same as Balaram Tattva. So he's also the expansion, as said earlier, of all the five relationships in the spiritual world. In the neutral relationship, Lord Balaram manifests as the Lord's paraphernalia. Lord's paraphernalia. Flute, the list goes on. He expands to all of those to serve. So Krishna enjoys his pastimes, and the things that he uses are, in fact, expansions of Balaram in the neutral relationship. In the servitor relationship, he serves to provide shelter. We know Sishanaga, snake eyes, red, very soft, and the Lord takes his yoga nidra to sleep through that. In Sakya Ras, friendship, there's so many examples of that. Krishna and Balaram play together when they were, we know the pastimes in the Krishna book, when he was in Vrindavan. They were playing together many, many times with the other cowherd boys. And there were pastimes where the cowherd boys were confused of what was going on. But Balaram always figured it out because he himself was also a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in the Vatsalya Ras, which is a parental relationship. So, Balaram is not a parent of Krishna. So how did he play that kind of? Well, it is in fact true that parents direct the young, the children. Sometimes older brothers, when the parents are not around, also do the kind of similar job. So Balaram, as an older brother of Krishna, was looking out for Krishna's welfare like a parent. Sometimes they go out and they have to go back home and Krishna's taking a little longer. And I would express that. Balaram would say, it's time to go home. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And Krishna submitted to that particular service that Balaram was giving him. So in the conjugal relationship with Madhurya Ras, Balaram was still there. And you go, how in the world would we hear Madhurya Ras is a relationship between Krishna and the gopis, his girlfriend, or Krishna and his wives? Swakiya Ras and Parakiya Ras. Swakiya Ras is relating to Krishna as a wife. And they're all women. So the Balaram, how did he play that role? Balaram manifested as Manjari. So Bala manifests as one of the Manjaris, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. Her name, Ananga Manjari. So Ananga Manjari is an expansion of Balaram. And you know, the Manjari serves the gopis relate to Krishna in that way. Therefore, in the Madhurya Ras, Balaram was manifesting as Ananga Manjari, younger sister, female. So many ways Balaram was assisting Krishna. And every time that Krishna advented for a particular set of pastimes, Balaram was always there in one way or another to assist to make things go very smoothly for Krishna. Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 45, there's a section of the Purport by Srila Prabhupada. And he talks about Balaram and defines the word, and so much is also said about him that tells him about the qualities. And then later on we'll talk about how they apply to us. Significant in this verse are the words Jnanasim Achyut Bala. Jnanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves Guru and Krishna, in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, said in poetic here, Balaram gives one strength. So when one serves Guru and Krishna, in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, that's how Prabhupada put it, Balaram gives one strength for that to happen. Alright, so now there's an application to us. We serve the spiritual master. It is our responsibility to serve the spiritual master so that the spiritual master is actually satisfied with us. Then when the Guru is pleased, Krishna is also pleased. Now, we are talking about getting to Krishna through Guru. But Balaram is the original spiritual master. Therefore, the strength to be able to serve Krishna comes from Balaram. The strength to be able to serve Krishna comes from Balaram. So in all services that we provide here, down to whatever we do, no matter how big, no matter how little, we should always, always be thankful to Lord Balaram for giving us the strength to serve. Balaram is Nityananda. In Gaura Leela, he's Nityananda. In Krishna Leela, he's Balaram. Vajendananda ye sachasuta hola se Balaram hola nitai. Balaram comes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Nityananda. And both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. So, in Christian Leela and Gaur Leela are the same. The locations may be different, but the Leela is the deep strength of it. The deeper aspect of it is it is non-different. Again, Sri Guru Govinda Maharaj is called like Shravana. So, Sri Balaram comes with as Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, in Navadvip, Lord Nityananda, Balaram as Lord Nityananda in the Gaur Leela, was very, very, very merciful. He was really persuading as many people as possible to take to the chanting of the holy name, because Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was giving Krishna prema freely to everyone. If you chant the name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and chant with attention and from the heart, that through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will in fact develop Krishna prema eventually. Balaram is the one that was pushing. He was a great spiritual marketer to this literally get people to chant the holy name. In Krishna Leela, Balaram, with his strength, was in fact basically getting rid of the troublesome demons. Sometimes he beat them with his plow, sometimes with his own strength. So many pastimes, Balaram Asura, one of them, came. One thing sent by Kamsa to try to kill Krishna. But when he came to Vrindavan and saw the cowherd boys playing, he was able to identify Krishna from them. And he changed himself into a cowherd boy and basically snuck in with everybody else with the pastime. But you know Krishna would know. What does he not know? So it didn't take long. In the past time, it was set up that this cowherd boy, disguised demon looking like cowherd boy, was to carry Balaram according to the way they played the game. Balaram's side lost, Krishna's side won. Balaram Asura was on Krishna's side, so then, well, he was supposed to carry Balaram. So he was carrying Balaram, and other cowboys were also carrying the other, you know, so on, going like that. But then it got to the point where Balaram Asura took a detour from where everybody was going. And Balaram is on his back and is saying, I think we're going the wrong way. The demon, Balaram Asura, just the cowboy says, I know exactly where I'm going, from where we're going. And then when he had actually separated from everybody, then he changed himself into the big ferocious demon that he was. Balaram still maintained small size and little voice. But he had no idea who he was dealing with. So Balaram then started exchanging words with this demon. And then it didn't take long for the demon to realize that Balaram was so nifty. Anyway, he was trying to catch him, it didn't work. And Balaram started beating him up. And if you watch the car, there's cartoons about it. That's even more funny. The way Balaram disposed of Balaram Asura. In the end, because they were away from all the other cowherd boys, in the end, everybody was looking well. Krishna's dead. We all said, where's Balaram? Then Balaram came later on with Balaram Asura's hat. And Balaram Asura had been disposed of. He kicked him and killed him. There was another pastime involving cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram, in one forest called Taliban. Taliban forest has so many nice fruits in the trees. But then there was a demon called Dhenukasura, who was in a donkey form, even his other asuras. They were not allowing anybody to come to have any food. So again, Krishna is in the heart of everyone, set up the cowherd boys to tell him that they were hungry and that Taliban forest has so many wonderful trees there, and fruits are very, very juicy and delicious from what they know, but they can't have any, but they want some of it. So they went to the Talagang forest, and Balaram was the first one to start shaking the trees to get the ripe fruits to fall down. Then the Kasura found out about it, heard the sound, and said, well, who dares to come to my forest to try to take things to themselves? So then they showed up. Dinakasura and his gang, lack of a better word. They showed up and they confronted Krishna and Balaram. But Krishna and Balaram made easy work of them. And Balaram would just take the donkeys, they like to kick on the rear legs. So that's where Krishna just empowered, they held them by the rear legs, so they just defenseless, right? And they just whirled them around, and tossed them into the trees. So when they tossed them into the trees, it was huge. You know, more fruits fell down. So the other donkeys too just tried to fight, and they all got the same kind of fate. So he got to a point where many dead donkeys were on top of the trees, and a lot of fruits had fallen down. The next thing, they just had a great feast and got rid of the demon. So Balaram and Krishna, Balaram was always around Krishna doing different pastimes with the Lord. So in this age, they come to deliver fallen souls. Their weapon, this time, we just talked about pastimes, we're actually physically killed. But their weapon is Harinam, the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada says, so one should accept the knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. So what we're saying is, Balaram is, the Guru Tattva is Balaram Tattva. Balaram is connected. Spiritual masters are connected with them. And the spiritual masters are the ones that give us mercy to go on with this bhakti. Therefore, when we pray to the spiritual master, we are also asking for his mercy, but his mercy actually comes from Sri Balaram. And that's why we have to be so, so grateful that Sri Balaram is serving. And his own life shows how the importance of serving Krishna. So when we serve devotees, and we serve Guru, and we serve the Lord in his Achavigaha form, the deity form, we please Balaram very much, because that's what he likes, to also serve Krishna. So we are living literally by the mercy of Balaram. To stay in Krishna consciousness, you need the mercy of Balaram. We cannot get Krishna unless we get the mercy of Balaram. Why? Because Balaram is connected to Guruship. And we go through Guru to get to Krishna. Therefore, we go through Balaram, actually, to get to Krishna. The representative of, we'll say Guru is a representative of the Lord, is a representative directly of Balaram. So we cannot attain the goal of life as a devotee without the mercy of Balaram. Narottam Das Thakur says, when one receives the mercy of Balaram or Nityananda, then one can attain to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. Very easily. When Balaram approves of our service, then, and gives the mercy, then the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna can be attained fairly easily. When Balaram, as Lord Nityananda, was in Navadvipa, he was propositioning everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. This is our ticket to get out of the terrible material world. There were two brothers who were very, very fallen and very troublesome. Their names were Jagai and Madai. They stayed drunk Not only did they stay drunk, and they were causing trouble to everybody, so much so that when people saw them on one side of the street, you know, they would cross and go to the other side. They didn't want to beat them directly because you never know what they would do. Jaga and Madai were so much trouble. And Jaga and Madai were so much trouble that sometimes, I mean, they raped, they beat, they did all kinds of crime. And when there was nobody to inflict crime on them, and they were drunk, and what did they do? They beat themselves. It was just that crazy. You just hit back just for fun. Now, Haridas Thakur and Balaram and Lord Nityananda were sent out by Lord Chaitanya to try to help people come seriously to the point of chanting the holy name with all their hearts. And the two of them figured out that Lord Chaitanya would be his purpose of helping people to get Krishna prema through chanting would be so amplified, and he would be so popular in Navadvip if these two drunkards and troublemakers, terrorists actually, in all sense of the word, were changed to become devotees. So Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, Balaram was Lord Nityananda, went to them, Jagai and Mada. Everybody just stayed away from them. They went to them and literally implored them to chant the whole name of the Lord. They immediately got upset with Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. So they approached them, you know, confronted them, trying to harm them, and Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur started running. And those two gave chase. Chased them. They weren't afraid really of Jagai and Madai. But they got out of there because, you know, they couldn't get anywhere with these two. And as they were running, this is Lord Nityananda, Balaram was Lord Nityananda, and Haridas Thakur, they started pointing to each other, you're the one that asked us to go to Jagai. You know, you did that. They started teasing each other, started laughing. But they did, in fact, get away from them. And the next time, Balaram, as Lord Nityananda, was by himself, again, he went to Jagai Madai and literally implored them to chant the holy name. Madai took a piece of earthenware, broken pot, and smashed Lord Nityananda's face with it. Lord Nityananda started bleeding profusely. People who saw it, they went to Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, and reported what had happened. And Lord Chaitanya was immediately upset. He ran to the place where the two of them were. And when he saw the state of Lord Nityananda, he was actually going to kill those two, Jagai Madai. He called for a Sudarshan Chakra. But here is the mercy of Sri Balaram as Lord Nityananda. He reminded Lord Chaitanya that this time that we've come, we are trying not to kill people physically, but we're just trying to change their demonic mind into a spiritual mind. Therefore, and then he said something else. He said, Madai was actually the one that hit me, and he was going to do it again, but Jagai stopped him. So he played up Jagai, but Jagai did something good. They were both begging because they were going to be healed. So they were both begging for mercy. Lord Chaitanya excused Jagai when he heard that Jagai tried to stop a second attempt at hurting Lord Nityananda by Madai, from Madai. But Madai saw that Jagai had been forgiven, and he wanted forgiveness also. The Lord Chaitanya gave a very, 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 very hard time. He didn't want to. When a devotee, for ourselves, we can do whatever we can in situations that are troublesome to mitigate it as best as we can. Sometimes, Sri Prabhupada said, sometimes when we go serving or distributing books and so on, people meet all kinds of situations that are difficult, from folks who don't want to believe in God or take books from devotees who are distributing. He says, you go on anyway. Even if they insult you, amani namana deena. The Prabhupada preaches and translates that from Lord Chaitanya as, so some people may disrespect us. We shouldn't disrespect back. As a matter of fact, two wrongs don't make a right. So disrespect, when we disrespect back in a vengeful way, we don't solve anything. As a matter of fact, all you do is just break the relationship, if not permanently, at least for a while. But finally, Lord Chaitanya excused both Jagga and Mata on condition that they would not cause a problem anymore, and that they will in fact take to what Lord Nityananda asked them to do. So, Lord Nityananda has asked them to chant. So, they changed and they became devotees of the Lord. So, we chant minimum of 16 rounds to the Prabhupada since it was initiated, take a vow to chant that. Devotee is supposed to chant 64 rounds. So the Prabhupada has given the mercy that we chant a minimum of 16. Jagga and Madai, after that incident, were chanting twice that. Not twice 16 rounds, that would be 32. Twice 64 rounds. They were chanting 128 rounds a day. So, they showed us how important it is to chant the holy name and chant it with, we may not be able to do 128 rounds a day, so we struggle to do 64 rounds a day. But the 16 rounds that we do, we should do with great quality. That is important. Great quality means great attention, focusing on the name, chanting, and when we chant and chant out loud, then the living entities around us, including the bacteria that we don't even see, they also have souls, and the name of the Lord is spiritual. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is from the spiritual world. So that is for the soul. For our souls, and when we chant and it comes out, they also benefit. So it is important not only to chant, but to chant with the understanding that by chanting out loud so we can hear, it's also being heard by the living entities in our immediate environment. So in one sense, we're serving them also by chanting like that. So when everybody chants, you should chant, of course, when it comes to kirtan or bhajan, we all sing so loud, and every entity in this room gets benefited. Every entity, whether we see them or not, they all get benefited. So, Balaram is the one that gives the mercy. Without the mercy of him, we cannot go back to Godhead because we will not get Krishna, Radha and Krishna, that easily. So, on Balaram's appearance day, it is a very, 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 very important day. And we should, we're going to do other things in this program, so always set up, you know, there's Pushpa Abhishek and so on coming up. Let us pour our hearts as we do this, in this program. Let's pour our hearts to Sri Balaram and mentally rejoin this movement. Mentally rejoin this movement, meaning that whatever the problems are that we have that keep us from growing spiritually, put it at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. That's the same as Balaram, the spiritual master. And I'm saying that so that we all will get purified, because once there are solutions given to us, and everybody has their own challenges, you vary from person to person, and the Lord knows our hearts. It is through Balaram. Remember, we just talked about Balaram, the different Dakshaya Vishnus, Vishnus, Shivadakshaya Vishnus, also an expansion of Balaram, an age in our heart. So it's the same Balaram that actually helps us. So if we pray sincerely to the Lord, Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, for improvement to become better devotees, from today on, then we are mentally joining at wanting to be at a better level as a devotee. A level closer to Krishna Prema, loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Prema is a solution to everything. Because it keeps us from worrying about material problems, even material things that are nice, and material things that are distressful. It's all a reminder, when we have a reminder that we're not from this material world, then we don't take those things seriously, whether it's happiness or distress. But to keep the mind steady, that comes from the mercy of Shri Balaram. Shri Balaram Mahotsava Ki! So, are there any questions or comments? Anyone? Or realizations? You can come get this mic. Just press and hold it. Just press and hold it. Press and hold it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's loud.
Hare Krishna. That's better. Prabhu, yeah, I had one question. You said, you know, like, the Guru and Balaram, they're related. And in regards to that, you know, sometimes we hear these stories where there is a disciple and maybe he has a question and the Guru is far away and the Guru kind of comes in the dream of the disciple and answers the question, or the Guru comes in the dream of the disciple, gives some instruction. So in some sense, like, you know, the Guru is a jiva tattva or a living entity, but the Guru is doing these kind of things like supernatural abilities. So is that like manifestation of the Balaram's potency in the Guru?
It is important for us to, before we answer the question, it's important for us to put Guru in the proper consciousness in our minds. We never regard Guru as an ordinary person. That's the first thing. Representing, we may see a figure like a human being, yeah, that's there. But as far as the potency, he carries the potency of Lord Brahma. And for that reason, Buddhists are not supposed to just look at Guru as just an ordinary person. There's so many things that Gurus are able to do, and they do this, especially on one-on-one situations, and it kind of connects to what you're saying. When you want to ask something, the Guru can come in a dream and we'll add something else to it. It's good to ask for a Guru when the Guru is not physically available for us to go to his picture and pray to his picture. Srila Prabhupada, we have his picture here. Finally, we ask the son. The potency is there by the grace of Balaram. The potency of all gurus are there in their pictures also. So first, we don't play with your pictures. We don't disrespect pictures. And we can pray to the pictures. As a matter of fact, there's time I do it one past time while my dear Swami, my Guru Maharaj, is here. So, yes, the Guru can appear and give solutions. He doesn't appear particularly every time. But that's why I was just saying that it's good to go to the picture and offer obeisance to the Guru and then put whatever you're thinking in front of the Guru, spiritual help, mental help, and so on. Now, alright, so I'll talk about this particular pastime. So this has happened in Maryland. We were not in Pennsylvania at the time. We had come here, like here my heights and had it initiated, and I was having some issues with one Mataji, and he had gone on for a while, and I thought that the spiritual master should know about it. So then I organized all my thoughts on paper and typed it and presented it to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. When I was done, it was 12 pages. 12 pages of complaint. That's going on over a couple of years. And I was just fed up. So, I gave it to him and he called me. He called Madame Suya, my wife. He called her and he called her husband. So four of us. We went to his room. And he says, Bhikshit has written this letter. Nice letter, actually. But to this day, I don't know why he said nice letter, because to me, it was all complaints. But Guru see things differently. Then he said, to a part of the letter that I wrote, he responded by telling me, I know what I'm doing. Because I made some suggestions about that particular matter. He didn't go for it, but he just said, I know what I'm doing. Fast forward to 10 or more years later, at that time he had left his body, as you know, he left in 2025. So a god brother of mine, another disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami, in New Jersey, we went to visit him, and he and I shared things in confidence. So we got to talking, just the two of us, in his house. And it turned out that he told me that he was having issues too with the Mataji. And he mentioned the same Mataji that I had issues with. Now, I don't normally interrupt when people speak. I could have just said, oh yeah, is that Mataji? I had the same problem with him. All around, we'll be just, then he'll return to gossip. Right? But I had to hear him out. So he said, well, I also had problems with that Mataji. And I didn't know what to do, so I went to Guru Maharaj's picture on my altar. See, I wrote a letter when Guru Maharaj was actually living, handed it to him. He went to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's picture on his altar, because Bhaktivedanta Maharaj had actually physically left us at that time. He had left the body, gone back to Godhead. And after he just so talked about what he was having problems with, he tells me that Guru Maharaj says, to me, response with his complaints, I know what I'm doing. And it blew me away, because I remember that years back, almost a decade ago, when I talked to him directly, but then I said, I knew what I'm doing. And my friend now has gone to him, his picture, and complained about the same Mataji and had the same response. I know what I'm doing. Now from that day, I realized pictures don't play, right? This is the same response you get. That's why, you know, you go to the spiritual master. You go to the spiritual master. If you pray to Srila Prabhupada, you picture here. And if Srila Prabhupada were living and you pray to him, you would get the same response. It's not a joke. It's not a fluke, or for lack of a better way to put it. It is real. And so it's Guru that takes us. Teach you Adha Sharatihara Ki. Talking about it, Subhadra Ki. Bodhitaya Ki. Siddha Prabhupada Ki. So, it is very, very, very important that we understand what we're connected with and the mercy that's there. The mercy comes from Balaram Guru to us. Mercy of Balaram makes it possible for us to get mercy of the lotus feet, or get even heard and helped by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very good question. Thank you very much. Thank you. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. This question is from Vallabh Sayer. So the question is, can you speak a little of practical tips on how we can get spiritual strength?
Speaking a little bit about practical tips about how we can get spiritual strength. It is important to start your morning by offering obeisances to your deities. If you have a house, and you have for your apartment, and you have a deity, compartment, and the clothes, and so on, you have pictures, maybe pictures in your room, your bedroom, you definitely have to have the kiss of the Lord there and the Guru there too. If you don't, you should definitely make it a point. Your bedroom where you sleep shouldn't be without pictures that remind you about Krishna. So you can start right from that when you get out of bed. You offer obeisances to the spiritual master. And then you can go on to the bathroom and clean yourself up and start your day like that. So first, put the mind in two sorts of the Lord, Suguru, and in the Guru Astaka, Sri Guru Astaka, the last stanzas, eight texts. Dayas to Bhavastata Yashastri Sandhyam. See, the Prabhupada was giving a lecture one time, and he brought that line up. The whole shloka is Yashaprasadam, Bhagavad Prasadam, Yashaprasadam, Nagati Kutopi. Dayas to Bhavastata Yashastri Sandhyam. Bande Gurusi Sri Charanaravinda. So why does the Prabhupada say this? Dayas to Bhavastata Yashastri. Then he said, what did he say? Everybody says, three sandhyam. He says, yes, three sandhyam. Three times offer obeisances to the spiritual master. Our ticket back to Godhead depends on the mercy of Lord Balaram in the personification of the spiritual master. We should bow at least three times to the spiritual master every day. Especially when you start in the morning. By bowing to the spiritual master, offering obeisances to the spiritual master before you start your day. Before you even get out of the bed, first thing, you most people go to the bathroom right after that. But you should offer that obeisances first before you can go there. Then the mind is set up that way. Chanting in the morning is also a very, very, very good idea. As many as you can. I myself was given the advice by my spiritual master. Try to do the 16 rounds. If you're not, you should do at least more than half of it in the morning before you go through other things that you have to do. So, and His Holiness Hidananda Maharaj also made a point that getting up early is very good. Brahmahuta hour, getting up early is very good. But many people go to bed a little late, so they can't get up early. So you just, if you need 7 hours of sleep, and you can get up at 5 o'clock, then you just go back and see what time that you should go to bed. 10, 12 is 2 hours, and 12 to 5 is 5 hours, not just 7 hours. And if you take your half hour before you go to bed, then go to bed at 9:30, so 10 o'clock you're sleeping. And that time comes. And we practiced this when we were in Giranagri. We had services to do. Sometimes I had to wake up a lot, and that's being in the temple around 3:15 in the morning. Definitely, you don't want to go to bed at 12 or 3:15 because then you only have 3 hours sleep. That won't work. So you work back to the time that you need to sleep so that you can have a good rest and also get up in the morning to do get some rounds done, and then your day goes on like that. To those especially taking, so we're talking about the importance of recognizing the spiritual master is literally my life, spiritual life is Guru. But serving Guru well, you serve spiritual master well, then you get the mercy of Radha Krishna. And if you serve the spiritual master will also tell you to serve the devotees nicely. So our practice really is how to serve devotees, because in the spiritual world, they are devotees, pure devotees, and that's who we relate to. They all serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we also be nice to them and be helpful to them, and Lord Balaram will give us the mercy. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Thakur ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.